All right. Thanks, Kels. Welcome once again. Rob Lannon with you here live from Bristol Bay High School in Natick, Alaska, and we're ready to start second half action in the third place game between the King Cove Rookies and the New Halen Malamutes. King Cove will inbound far side. The score on the board is 28-20 Malamutes. The score in the book is 30-18, or in the unofficial books, both of the broadcasters, myself and the other one, have a 30-18 advantage for the Malamutes, and we'll explain that in a moment. Here's a shot, no good off the front of the rim by Courtney Wilson, and we've got a foul underneath. And I think Honey Lou just picked up her fourth on a push on the rebound she did. And that's not good news for the rookies. Four fouls on Honey Lou now. And Chanel Wassley brings the ball across the timeline for the Malamutes. Gets it down to Tretikoff below us. Christina throws it in. It throws a bad pass, and it's out of bounds over to the rookies. And Shauna Wheeler checks in quickly for Honey Lou Wilson. The scorer's bench looked at the score, and they've just got it wrong in the books. They gave 2 points to the wrong team, which created a four-point swing. Raylene Kachudin drives down now, and she puts the ball up and in from the right wing, and it's 28-22. If that four-point swing causes a difference, there may be a protest. We'll see what happens because of the fact that this is a region game. Nice inlet pass or entry pass there from Tretikoff to Freddie Jean Wassily, and Freddie puts it in with the left hand, and it's 30-22, 7:19 to go in the third quarter. And the protest would be given because it would affect seeding for the regional tournament that will be held for the girls in New Halen early next month. And we have a pushing foul, and they did, on Alora Grindle. That'll be Alora's second. And the ball will be inbounded by Shauna Calver. She throws it left side to Danielle Carlson, who drives in off the glass, no good. Rebound by Shauna Wheeler, turnaround shot, no good off the back of the rim. And the rebound taken down there by Ariel Roberts. She gets it to Chanel Wassily. She had a Laura Grindle, but good hustle by the rookies getting back on defense, and Chanel slows it up against the 2-3 defense. Throws it right wing to Grindle. Number 32 gets it back to Wassily. Wassily goes left wing to Tretikoff. Christina dribbles against Raylene Kachudin, dribbles it off her foot, out of bounds. Should go to the rookies. And it will be rookies basketball. Connie Newton shouting something. Now she covers her mouth with her hoodie. Not sure what Connie said exactly, but she takes it back, I guess. So Shauna Joe to Raylene. Gets it to Danielle for a 12-footer from the left side. Nothing but net. Danielle Carlson now with 10, and it's 30-24. Rookies trail by 6, 6:30 to go. Third quarter action. Chanel Wassily brings it across, gives it to Christina Tretikoff. Picks up her dribble, passes it in for Freddie Wassily. Nice move against Shauna Wheeler, and Freddie puts it in off the glass. Nice pivot and spin there by Freddie, and she's got 19 in the game. 32-24, New Halen lead. Raylene Kachutin dribbling back and forth, spin move against Tretikoff, kicks it over to Danielle Carlson, to Shauna Wheeler. Number 14 picks up her dribble, bounces it out to Raylene, to Danielle in the lane, turn around. Oh, nice pass to Shauna Wheeler, and she draws a foul on Chanel Wassily there. Looked like Danielle was going to take the 8-footer. Instead, she found Shauna inside, and as Shauna went up with the left hand, she was hacked there by Chanel Wassily, her second, team's second. And Shauna Wheeler goes to the line. The freshman number 14 will have two free shots here. Exactly 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Shauna drops the first one in, her first point of the game, 32-25 Malamutes. Shauna takes the ball, spins it, dribbles, bends her knees, and launches the second free throw, and it's off the back of the rim, no good. Freddie Wassily with about her 50th rebound, and she gets it off to Chanel Wassily, who brings it across the timeline. Guarded there by Danielle Carlson. There's a lob to Alora Grindle, who launched a three from the right wing. Air ball, Shauna Wheeler pulls it down right below us, and now she gives a lazy bounce pass, ouch, to Raylene Kachutin. The pass is stolen by Christina Tretikoff, and Raylene Kachutin's going to draw a foul as they were both going for the ball, and she was undercut by Tretikoff, but Raylene called for the foul. Just a loose ball foul, nothing intentional there. Both players are all right and back on their feet. Kind of a nasty collision right below us. Chanel Wassily to inbound. She lobs the ball out for Alora Grindle, who shoots a two-pointer. No good. The ball's on the floor, and it's tied up. Courtney Wilson and Ariel Roberts, and the possession arrow will point to the New Halen Malamutes. 5:40 to go, third quarter, 32-25, New Halen with a 7-point advantage. Chanel Wassily to inbound. Coach Newton screaming at her team. They're guarding way too far out on that inbounds play. It comes into Freddie Wassley, kicks it across to Tretikoff for a shot, rolls around the rim and won't go. Courtney Wilson grabs the rebound, needs help from a guard. There's Sean and Joe to take the pass and head up court with it. 5:27 to go in the third quarter. Sean and Joe guarded there by Alora Grindle. Nice move off the screen from Raylene Kachute and gives it back to Raylene, who drives the lane. Her shot is up and good. Raylene with 4 quick points here in the third, 6 in the game. And 5:13 to go, 32-27. Rookies trail by 5. Chanel Wassley picks up her dribble, now looking for a pass, gets it over here to Tretikoff. Back to Wassley, back to Tretikoff below us. She launches a 3 from the wing. Good, nice shot by Christina. And she's got 12 in the game, including 2 3-pointers, and it's 35-27. Lob pass from Raylene to Shauna, and she gets it to Danielle Carlson, who puts it inside to Courtney Wilson. No good. Misses the layup, and the ball is saved. Inbounds, and Courtney gets it, though, and here's goes to Raylene Kachute, and her shot is up. No good. The rebound by Shauna Wheeler. Her shot is no good on the bottom of the rim. Looked like she was fouled, but nothing was called. Now we have a ball knocked away from behind by Raylene Kachute, and as Alora Grindle was free on the fast break. And the ball will go back over to New Halen. So some wild action on the far basket. The rookies had 4 good shots at the bucket, at least 3 of them that were clean, and could not put it in once again. Here's the inbounds pass from Chanel Wassley to Tretikoff. She fakes a pass and pivots and throws the ball up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Errol Roberts. No good. By Errol Roberts. No good again. And that time we're going to have a foul on Shauna Joe Calver on the floor, though. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not on Shauna Joe Calver, but on Shauna Wheeler. That's Shauna's second. And Chanel Wassley looks to inbound. She gets it out there to Tretikoff for a long 2. Off the rim, no good. Ariel Roberts with the rebound, puts it up and in. She got the rebound over 2 rookies. Ariel Roberts with 4 points in the game. That foul was on, who was it? Was that one on Shauna Wheeler? It was. That's Shauna's 3rd. 3 fouls in the game for Shauna. Errol Roberts to the line to complete the 3-point play. No good. And the rebound is tied up there. Finally, the ball comes loose, and Shauna Calver recovers. She switches direction, goes off a nice screen by Raylene Kachute, and gets it to Danielle Carlson, who drives in, puts it up. No good. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Freddie Wassily. And that should stay rookies basketball, and does. Candace Smack was in the game. Now Candace comes out, Shauna Wheeler right back in. Shauna Calvert inbounds. She bounces pass into Courtney Wilson. Her shot is up. No good. Gets her rebound back. No good again. Partially blocked on that one. Freddie Wassily grabs the rebound. Almost loses her hairpiece there. Puts it in as she dribbles and gives the ball away to Christina Tretikoff. Gets it up to Chanel Wassily. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Into Freddie Wassily, and she's going to be called for the offensive foul. Didn't really see that one. Thought that Shauna Calver had fouled her, but apparently obscured from our view over there. Freddie Jean had come around with her elbow and hit Shauna Joe as she cleared a path, much like Courtney Wilson did earlier in the game. So consistent call there. Freddie Jean's 3rd, and the rookies have the ball. Raylene with a nice pass to Shauna Wheeler. Her shot is off the backboard. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds to Connie Newton, says White. And the referee wasn't sure what he was going to call, but I think he finally does give it to the rookies. Connie lobbying hard for that one. 37-27, New Halen by 10. Shauna Joe looking to pass in, gets it to Danielle Carlson. Nice move, launches a 10-footer, partially blocked again. And we have Raylene Kachutin and a Malamute player on the ground. Is that Freddie? Yep, and we're going to have a pushing foul there on Raylene. Raylene's 2nd. Or Raylene's, they show her with 3. Freddie Jean gets up off the deck, and the ball belonged to the Malamutes with all 3 showing on the clock. They show 3 fouls for Raylene now. All right. 37-27, Malamutes by 10. Chanel Wassily gets it on the right side to Nikki Trifon, comes over this side to Tretikoff, to Freddie Jean, to Chanel, who launches a 3. And knocks it down. That ball was partially blocked, it looked like, by Candace Mack. And that's Chanel's 1st bucket of the game. 3 points for Wassily. 13-point lead now for the Malamutes. Candace Mack gets the ball, drives right baseline, puts it up, no good. And the ball is loose, and they don't know what they're going to call, I don't think. Now a referee emerges from the fray. And we're going to have a foul on Freddie Jean. That'll be Freddie's fourth. Freddie Wassily goes to the bench now with four fouls. Fourth team foul on New Haven. The ball is inbounds off the inbounds to Courtney Wilson, wide open on the basket, and she missed the layup. Put it up off the glass, rolled off the rim, and Chanel Wassily gets it and brings it down court to Nikki Trifon. Christina Tretikoff over to Renea Nealon. Back to Tretikoff for a three. Passes up, finds Trifon for a 12-footer. Good. Just outside the foul line. 6 points for Trifon, and this one's getting out of hand. 42-27, a 15-point lead for the Malamutes. Candace Mack takes a pass from Shauna Calver. Shauna went to the lane looking for a give-and-go, but too many Malamutes in the way. Back to Shauna at the top, gets it to Danielle Carlson, who puts up a shot. That one's partially blocked. Danielle goes to the floor, and we'll have a foul. Looks like maybe Ariel Roberts or possibly Tretikoff. 2-4. It's actually going to go against Renea Nealon. It should be the second on Renee, and it is. And it'll be the fifth team foul on New Haven. Two shots for Danielle Carlson. Danielle's first is up and good. We show Danielle with 11 points now in the game to lead the rookies. She'll get the ball back for another one. Dribbles, shoots, and it rattles around and in. Danielle now with 12. 2:25 to play third quarter. 42-29, 13-point lead for New Haven. Chanel Wassily brings it up, gets it to Trifon, now down to Anilin, who drives left baseline, gives it back to Trifon on a nice give and go, but she misses the shot. Shauna Calvert comes away with it, gets it out to Danielle Carlson, to Candace Mack. Candace driving down, throws up a wild shot that bounces off the rim. Candace gets her own rebound back. Good job by Candace on the offensive boards to Shauna Wheeler. Her shot is an air ball over the rim. The rebound by Ariel Roberts, and we're going to have a reach-in foul on Shauna Wheeler. That's going to be Shauna's fourth. We've still got a quarter and a couple of minutes to go. And at the rate this one's going, we're not going to have enough players to finish the game. A lot of players in foul trouble. The rookies now have, let's see, Shauna Wheeler with four, Honey Lou Wilson with four, Raylene Kachutin with three. Freddie Wassily has four for New Haven. Other than that, they're pretty good shape. Here's a bounce pass into Anilin. Back out to Wassily, left side to Tretikoff. Tretikoff knocks down a three. Christina now with 9, 10, 11, 15. And just slow rotation there on the rookies' 2-3 zone. Good ball movement by the Malamutes, and they have increased their lead to 16. And we got a timeout on the floor now by Coach Connie Newton. Coach Newton not very happy with any aspect of this game. The rookies have missed countless shots right underneath the basket, and even uncontested, many of them. And their defensive rotation has been slow, especially here in the third quarter, when the Malamutes have outscored the rookies 17-9. And they've, among their 17 points, includes 3-pointers from Chanel Wassily and 2 from Christina Tretikoff. And in addition to that, the rookies are in foul trouble, and especially with the big girls underneath, Shauna Wheeler and Honey Lou Wilson, both with 4. And Raylene Kachutin has 3, Danielle Carlson and Courtney Wilson, 2 each on the foul end of things. For the point total thus far, Raylene Kachutin with 6, Danielle Carlson with 12, 8 for Courtney Wilson, all in the first half, and 1 for Shauna Wheeler. And for the Malamutes, 3 for Chanel Wassily, 5, 9, 10, 15, 19 for Freddie Wassily, Christina Tretikoff with 15, 6 for Nikki Trifon, and 4 for Ariel Roberts. Timeout's over now. Both teams retake the floor. And the rookies windbound right below us here. And Candace Mack lobs it in to Danielle Carlson, number 23, dribbles across the timeline. Picked up there by Tretikoff. She gets the ball, or by Trifon, I'm sorry, gets the ball to Shauna Calver. Goes left wing to Candace Mack. Candace rotates across the top to Danielle Carlson. Danielle reverses dribble, throws it over to Shauna Joe Calver. Shauna with a good shot there. In and out, no good, off the glass. The rebound taken down by New Haven, stolen by Danielle Carlson. She gets it down to Courtney Wilson. Courtney puts up this shot, no good. And the rebound is brought down by number 24, Renea Nealon. Nice pass down to Nikki Trifon. Saved there from going out of bounds by Candace Mack to Shauna Wheeler. She gets it to Danielle Carlson. Danielle to Shauna Calvert. Less than a minute to play, third quarter, 45-29 Malamutes. Danielle Carlson gets the ball from Shauna Joe Calvert, drives in, puts it off the glass, no good. The rebound taken by Chanel Wassily. Number 3 gets it out to Christina Tretikoff, and she'll get it back to Chanel as they bring it across the timeline with 40 seconds to play, third quarter. Number 3 dribbling the ball, kicks it left wing to Tretikoff. She'll shoot another 3. No good. That one off the rim. Candace Mack with the rebound far side. and to Deshauna Joe Calvert. Under 30 seconds to play, third quarter, reverses her dribble, drives down the left lane, passes it to Shauna Wheeler, puts it up and in. Shauna Wheeler now with three. Nice pass by Shauna Joe, and it's 45-31. 15 seconds to go as Chanel Wasley brings it across the Angel logo, lobs it for Tretikoff. She fakes a three, now drives on Shauna Wheeler. Shauna almost got her fifth foul there. Gives it out to Chanel Wasley for an open three, and it's good. Chanel Wasley buries a three, her second of the quarter. And the buzzer sounds as the rookies inbound the ball to end the third quarter of play. And the score after three quarters of action in this third-place game of the 2010 Elks tournament is the New Haven Malamutes 48, the King Cove Rookies 31. The Malamutes with a 20-11 advantage in that third quarter to open up to actually double their lead. It was 8, now it's 17, more than double their lead. And we'll recap the scoring quickly for you. Raylene with 6, Danielle with 12, 8 for Courtney, and 3 for Shauna Wheeler. Earlier action today, in the morning game, the King Cove T-Jacks defeated Togiak 100-46, led by Johnny Samuelson with 37 and Christian Christensen with a career-high 18. And they'll be playing the New Stuyahawk Eagles, who defeated the Sand Point Eagles in the 12 o'clock game by a final score of 85-52. A balanced attack for New Stu, led by Chris Wyagon with 25 and Chad Kapotik with 21. The Sandpoint Eagles, led by Brandon Smith, 26. T.J. Roby had 22. And Timmy Lundgren chipped in 4 for Coach George Cromer's team. So the third-place game, which will immediately follow this game, will feature the King Cove T-Jacks and the New Stu Eagles, and that's sure to be a good matchup of two very evenly matched teams and fun teams to watch. And we're getting ready to go to fourth quarter action here. 48-31, the rookies trail, and they'll inbound the ball far side at half court. Candace Mack inbounds to Shauna Calver, and the fourth quarter is underway. Shauna passes to Danielle Carlson on the right wing. She reverses dribble back to Shauna Joe. Shauna Joe lobs it left wing for Candace. Her entry pass is kicked there by Ariel Roberts out of bounds to the rookies. I'd like to thank KSDP Radio for carrying these games live on 830 AM, 88.1 FM, and live streaming via the internet at apradio.org. Candace inbounds to Shauna Joe, over to Danielle. Shauna Joe at the top against the 2-3 zone. Back to Candace, left wing. Candace rotates top and hits Danielle on the right wing. Danielle drives down. Her shot is partially blocked. The ball is loose. And there's going to be probably the fifth foul on Shauna Wheeler as she tried to steal the ball from Renea Nealon. And that's what it looks like. Five fouls on Shauna W. So the freshman takes the seat with 3 points in the game. A lot of good hustle by Shauna. Coach Newton gives her a slap there. Good job. Freddie Wasley walks down and shakes her hand. And Freddie gets on her other teammates on the bench to tell them to do likewise. No one messes with Freddie on this new Halen team. She's a great leader on and off the floor. Renea Nealon goes to the line for two, or for a one-on-one, I'm sorry. And that put the Malamutes in a bonus, and her free throw is off the rim, no good, and goes out of bounds over to the rookies. I'd also like to thank KSDP programming sponsor Peninsula Airways, bringing Alaska communities together for over 40 years. For information and reservations, please call toll-free 1-800-448-4226. Tenair, the spirit of Alaska. A give and go from Shauna Calver with Danielle Carlson. Shauna gets it back to the foul line and puts it up and in for her first 2 points of the game. 48-33, Malamutes with a 15-point lead. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Nice pass for Renea Nealon. Makes a nice move on Honey Lou Wilson. Goes up and under and drops it in. Renea ends up rolling over on the floor, but she put that bucket in. And her first two, and it's 50-33. The ball goes down to Danielle Carlson. She's double-teamed. Picks up her dribble, looking for help. Got away with a double dribble, I think, right there. The ball goes into Honey Lou Wilson. Honey Lou puts it up. No good. Rebound by Danielle Carlson, who's knocked to the floor. No good on her shot. And the rebound is taken down by Ariel Roberts, who gets it to Tretikoff over to Wasley, who brings it across the timeline. Here's a defensive nudge there by Danielle Carlson. The ball comes into Nealon. Back to Tretikoff, to Chanel Wasley. Back to Tretikoff. In the lane to Ariel Roberts. Right wing to Nikki Trifon. She's pressured there by Candace Mack. Now here's a shot from the right baseline by Roberts. No good, and the rebound is taken down by Candace Mack. The freshman, number 11, brings the ball up and launches a pass for Shauna Calver to Danielle Carlson, cutting down the lane, and Danielle's going to be called for the travel. Nice idea there by the rookies, but Danielle caught it at full speed and wasn't able to get the ball on the floor before she took too many steps as she tried to reverse direction. And the Malamutes will get the ball. And a lob pass from half court down to Ariel Roberts. And she puts it in uncontested as the King Cove defense was there but just fell asleep on that one. Good look by Wassily. And it's 52-33 Malamutes. Danielle Carlson with the lob into Honey Lou. She spins, puts it up. That one's no good, but she draws a foul. It looks like on number three, Chanel Wassily, I believe. And it is. That'll be Chanel's third. And the sixth team foul on the Malamutes in this half. 6:03 to play, 52-33. The Malamutes with a commanding 19-point lead over the rookies. Honey Lou's first free throw is up, no good. Number 45 has yet to enter the scoring column today. Despite several good chances, Coach Connie Newton has to be pretty happy with how the offense is executing as far as getting good looks at the basket, but finishing by making those baskets has really been a struggle. And Honey Lou's second foul shot is up and in, so the first point of the day for Honey Lou, and it's 52-34 with 6 minutes exactly to go in the fourth quarter. Chanel Wassily brings the ball across the timeline, guarded closely by Danielle Carlson, lobs it in, nearly knocked away by Shauna Calvert, goes to Ariel Roberts. She puts it out to Alora Grindle, who misses the 14-footer. The ball is taken by Courtney Wilson. She gets it ahead to Danielle Carlson, who goes in for the left-handed layup, and no good, but she's fouled hard there by one of the New Haven players. And that looks like Chanel Wassily again, and that is the case. That's Chanel's fourth. And Danielle Carlson, who already has 12 points in the game to lead the rookies, will go to the line to shoot a pair with 5:44 to go. Shauna Calver and Candace Mack over near the bench talking to Coach Connie Newton as Danielle drops the first one in. Danielle's been a great addition to this rookie's team. She's provided some real depth at the guard position, good ball handling, very aggressive defense, and really has some good offensive moves and a nice shot from about 10 feet in there from either side of the basket. Her second one is up and good, and a good free throw shooter. And Danielle now with 14 to lead your rookies, and it's 52-36 with 5:40 to go. The rookies are going to need a great comeback to win this one. Here's the ball launched over to Nikki Trifon, knocked away there by Danielle Carlson. Honey Lou Wilson picks it off the ground and hands it to Candace Mack. Candace moving it up the floor. Connie's telling him to push it up to Shauna Calver, to Candace Mack. She's got Danielle left wing. Nice fake, and she bounced the pass to Courtney Wilson, but off her hand, and it goes to Ariel Roberts, who gives it to Christina Tretikoff, and she brings it across the line. Number 23 for the Malamutes against number 23, Danielle Carlson for the rookies. And now, as Danielle attempted to intercept a pass, she's going to get called for a foul. As in going for the pass, she had too much momentum, and she banged into number 32, Alora Grindle. And that'll be, should be the third foul on Danielle Carlson, and it is. And Alora Grindle will go to the line for the Malamutes. Number 32 will have a 1-1. Her shot is up, rolls around, no good. Honey Lou Wilson gets the rebound and hands it off to Shauna Calver. Shauna Joe dribbles up. Number 41 has Candace Mack down low, and she gets it that way. But Ariel Roberts read the play and intercepts the pass. She's coming back on the fast break, drives into the lane, and we're going to have a charge on Ariel Roberts as she knocks Shauna Calver to the floor. Ariel, in a good gesture of sportsmanship, walks over and helps Shauna Joe off the deck. And that'll be Ariel's third foul. And that's the eighth team foul, but since it's player control, there's no shooting. The inbounds pass is stolen. They get it to Alora Grindle, and she goes in for the shot, and we're going to get a foul there on who? Danielle Carlson. And that is, that's the fourth on Danielle. Thought the call was going to be on Candace Mack, but they got Danielle from behind. Candace did seem to have good position there as Alora drove in for the shot. So she'll shoot two, and her first one is up and good. First point of the game for Alora Grindle. And it's 53-36, Malamutes with 4:53 to play here in the fourth quarter. The Malamutes seeking to claim the third place trophy in the 2010 Elks tourney, and Alora Grindle drops the second one through, 54-36, and the inbounds pass from Shauna Joe Calver goes to Danielle Carlson, who drives up between traffic, gets it to Candace Mack, left wing, back to Shauna Joe, back to Candace, lobs it across for Shauna Joe on the right wing, back to Candace up top. Candace harassed there by Christina Tretikoff, goes right wing to Danielle Carlson, who drives baseline. She stopped, kicks it out to Candace. Cross court to Shauna Calver for an open three on the left wing. Her shot is up, off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Ariel Roberts. She gets it out to Nikki Trifon, down to Alora Grindle, and Alora's going to be called for the travel as she took the pass and tried to stop before running into Danielle Carlson, who was there on the defense, was unable to. And the ball will go back to the rookies with 4:24 to play. Shauna Calver inbounds to Danielle Carlson. Danielle brings it across. She lobs it down for Honey Lou Wilson, but Ariel Roberts, good defense, takes the pass away. Here's a length, half-court pass to Laura Grindle, and she misses an easy layup. Had it underneath and missed it. Candace Mack with the rebound, gets it to Shauna Calver. Number 11, Anastasia Hinkle in the game now for New Haven. Shauna Joe's pushed from behind there by Laura Grindle, and she'll be going to the line for a 1-1. That will be the third foul on Laura Grindle and the ninth team foul, perhaps even the 10th on New Haven. And now with 4:02 to go in the game, we have a full timeout called by New Haven coach Ed Lester, and he'll bring the Malamutes over. Coach Connie Newton gathers the rookie squad around her, and with 4:02 to play, the rookies trail the Malamutes by 18. And we'll have, I believe, Danielle Carlson going to the line for a 1-1 at least, or perhaps two shots. I thought that was the 10th team foul in New Haven, but it may have just been the 9th. Again, to recap earlier action for you, the King Cove T-Jacks defeated the Togiak Huskies 100-46, and they'll be playing next following this game in the third-place game against the New Stuyahawk Eagles, who defeated the Sandpoint Eagles 85-52. Leading scorers in those games for Sandpoint, Brandon Smith with 26 and C.J. Roby with 22. Johnny Samuelson led the way for the T-Jacks with 37, and Christian Christensen chipped in a career-high 18 as the T-Jacks rebounded from a disappointing loss last night to the Kalignik Huskies, 61-50 in the semifinal game of the boys' bracket. Malamutes now retake the floor following the timeout. And the rookies getting ready to do likewise. Candace Mack pulls Shauna Calver back to her feet as she had a seat there on the floor during the timeout. Candace, Danielle, Courtney, Honey Lou, and Shauna Joe on the floor for the rookies. And for the Malamutes, Christina Tretikoff, Alora Grindle, Anastasia Hinkle, Ariel Roberts, and I believe Nikki Trifon, and that is the case. Shauna Joe at the line, not Danielle, and Shauna Joe knocks it down. Shauna Joe with 3 in the game. Several nice assists as well. It's 54-37. Her second one is up, bounces around, no good off the left side. It's loose. Honey Lou Wilson gets it, puts up an 8-footer off the side of the backboard, no good. Courtney Wilson gets the rebound, puts it up. It's blocked. She saves it in to Shauna Joe up top. She drives right side, gets it to Danielle Carlson for a 10-footer from the right side of the free throw lane, and Danielle puts that one in. 16 in the game for Danielle. Nice all-around game here for number 23, and it's 54-39 with 3:40 to play. Pressure on number 23 for New Haven, Tretikoff. She gets it to Grindle, over to Anastasia Hinkle, who launches a 2. Air ball, but it's saved by Nikki Trifon right below us. She gets it back to Anastasia, who puts it out for Laura Grindle. Laura Grindle, pressure by Danielle Carlson, gets it to Tretikoff. She lobs it to the foul line to Trifon, who puts it up, bounces around, and drops through. Oh, my goodness. 8 points for Nikki. When it rains, it pours. That one bounced up and hit the rim in about 5 different places before finally deciding to drop through the cords. And it's 56-39. Danielle Carlson now with a 3 off the rim, no good. Rebounded in the corner by Nikki Trifon. Double teamed there by Courtney and Candace, but she gets it out to Christina Tretikoff. She reverse dribble and brings it across the timeline at the Angel logo. Looks to go right side, not there. Brings it left to Nikki Trifon. And she lobs it across to Laura Grindle. Number 32 drives past Shauna Calver down the baseline on the wing. She kicks it back out, throws it right to Candace Mack. Candace on the fast break, going down, puts it up. No good, off the rim. She was pressured there on defense by Nikki Trifon, who hustled back and was able to pressure her without fouling. Now the Malamutes having trouble getting the ball across in time. And Christina Tretikoff cannot do it. Just barely was unable to make the 10-second mark, and just as she arrived at half court, the referee signals a 10-second violation. Good defense there in the backcourt by first Courtney Wilson, Danielle Carlson, and especially Candace Mack. Candace now takes a seat as Raylene Kachutin reenters the game for the rookies. The inbounds pass goes to Danielle Carlson, to Shauna Calvert, to Raylene on the left wing. Raylene drives, and she's going to go all the way, put it up off the glass. No good. Honey Lou Wilson gets the ball and puts it in. Honey Lou gets it to go. And she'll draw a foul and go to the line for a 3-point opportunity. And the foul was on, who was it? Number 33, Ariel Roberts, her fourth. 2:13 to play. Rookies still trail by 15, but they're not giving up. Honey Lou steps to the line for a foul shot. And number 45 puts it up and in. So Honey Lou, 2 of 3 from the stripe, 4 points in the game. And it's 56-42. Danielle Carlson's applying backcourt pressure. as Nikki Trifon picks up her dribble. She does get it in the front court, lobbed, nearly stolen by Raylene Kachutin. Shauna Joe now out on Tretikoff. She gets it across to Nikki Trifon, who splits the defense. And the ball's taken away by Honey Lou Wilson as Nikki threw it right into her hands. Gets it to Shauna Joe. She dribbles with the left hand across the timeline, launches it over for Raylene Kachutin. Raylene gets it to Danielle. She's going to drive down the right side, put it off the glass, no good. Courtney rebounds. Her shot is blocked, and she's fouled. That shot by Danielle did not catch the rim at all, went off the glass right into Courtney's hands, and she's fouled hard there by, I believe, number 25, Nikki Trifon. That's her second. And Courtney, who had 8 first-half points, will go to the line to shoot 2 for the rookies. 1:45 to play. We are trailing by 14. Not over yet. Courtney's first shot is up. No good off the back of the iron. She'll have one more. Number 25 takes the ball, bends over, dribbles several times. Eyes the basket, bends her knees and shoots. And off the back of the rim again, Nikki Trifon with the rebound. Her pass is intercepted by Danielle Carlson, who's knocked to the floor hard by Ariel Roberts. And that's going to spell the end of action today for number 33 as she fouls out for the Malamutes. And that'll send Danielle to the line to shoot 2. Ariel standing over by the bench. A nice round of applause from the crowd. The rookie players on the bench come down to congratulate her on an excellent game. Ariel has a seat with 6 points and a lot of good work under the basket, rebounding, and especially defensively. She came up with several key steals there during the Malamutes' third quarter run to basically put this one out of reach. 1:41 to play, 56-42. Rookies trail. The first shot by Danielle Carlson is off the right side of the rim. No good. She'll have one more as the rookies are in the double bonus. 10 team fouls on the Malamutes now. Danielle dribbles the ball. Number 23 gets ready to launch the second one. That one's up and off the front of the rim. No good. Chanel Wassley gets it and drives around 3 rookies all the way into the front court. Raylene Kachutin is going to be called for a blocking foul. She cut the baseline. But apparently didn't cut it in time. Now something is thrown onto the floor from above the New Haven bench. Looks like a little guy there was tossing something to someone, and it went onto the floor. Coach Ed Lester picks it up and tosses it back to the parent. And Chanel Wassley will go to the line. Chanel, after being fouled by Raylene, she'll also have 2, as the rookies have 10 team fouls. Misses the first one off the left side of the rim. The second one is up and good. 7 points on the afternoon for Chanel, and it's 57-42. Malamutes with 1:32 to go. Raylene Kachutin passes cross court for Shauna Joe, who puts up a 3. No good. Honey Lou Wilson had it. It went right through her hands, though. It came down to her, and she lost it out of bounds off of her knee, and it goes back to the Malamutes with 1:25 to go. Ball being bound by Chanel Wassley to Laura Grindle, back to Chanel. Full court pressure by the rookie. She passes it to Tretikoff, who splits the defense. The ball is knocked away by Raylene. Shauna Joe gets it, passes it back to Raylene, who drives, puts it up on the right side. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Looked like it was off Danielle Carlson, but they're going to say Nikki Trifon batted it out of Danielle's hands. Possession will be maintained by the rookies. But now we have a 30-second timeout, and we'll see who that was called by. Called by Malamutes coach Ed Lester. 30-second timeout with 1:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. Looks like the Malamutes are going to claim the third-place title here at the 2010 Elks Tournament at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. I'm Rob Lanham with you live on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, and available on live streaming on the Internet at apradio.org. I'd like to thank you for joining us. Hope you're enjoying the coverage. As your King Cove rookies, T-Jacks, and Sandpoint Eagles have all competed very hard here at this tourney, and though the last 2 days haven't featured a lot of good news on the win and loss column, you certainly can't fault the effort of our kids. They've done a great job. And as we heard from Alvin, they've represented us very well and always do. Danielle Carlson takes the inbounds pass and launches a long 3 from the left wing that's good. Danielle now with 19, and it's 57-45, 1 minute exactly to go as the Malamutes get the ball across the timeline. Chanel Wassley throws it, intercepted by Shauna Cowher. She splits through Tretikoff and goes in on Wassley, lays it up and in. And for Shauna Joe, that's 5 points on this quarter. It's a 10-point game with 45 seconds. We need to foul. No one's fouling yet. Chanel Wassley holding the ball at half court, lobs it to Anastasia Hinkle. She traveled with the ball 36 seconds ago, a 10-point game. still a slight glimmer of hope here for the rookies. They're not giving up. Got to be proud of them. They were down by about 20 with a couple of minutes to go. They've cut it to 10 now. 36 seconds to play. Daniel Carlson inbound in the backcourt. Throws it to Raylan Cachute and Deshaun and Joe Cower. She hurries it across the timeline. Launches a three off the front of the rim. No good. The rebound taken there by Christina Tretikoff. She's fouled from behind by Raylan Cachute. Raylan waves her hands in disgust. She knows she got a little out of control going for that rebound. And Raylan has a seat. Nice round of applause as she finishes with 6 points. And she's congratulated by Ariel, Freddie Jean, and the rest of the New Haven Malamutes bench. And number 23, Christina Tretikoff, will go to the line to shoot a pair. 29 seconds to play. Malamutes by 10, 57-47. Tretikoff dribbles the ball, puts it above her head, and launches the first one. Nothing but net. Nice-looking free throw there by Christina. She's scored in every quarter now and has 16 points on the game. Her second free throw is in the air, and also good. Nothing but net once again. 8.5, 17 for the game. Shauna Jode inbound. Rookies trail by 12. Danielle Carlson gets it and loses it at half court, recovers and gives it to Candace Mack, who launches a three-pointer short. Air ball pulled down by Chanel Wassley. Candace hustles over and knocks it away from her. Candace hustled all the way across the court there on defense, trying to come up with a steal, but knocked the ball out of bounds. Good hustle there by Candace after a missed three. Chanel Wassley inbounds to Tretikoff. She gets it to Nikki Trifon. Nikki double-team, gets it out to Tretikoff, to Laura Grindle. Laura Grindle launches a three and hits it from the right wing, and she had Danielle Carlson right in her grill. And nevertheless, Laura knocks it down. 5 points for Laura, and Danielle Carlson throws up a long shot at the buzzer. It's no good. And that's the end of this one, folks. The third-place game here at the 2010 Elks Tourney is taken by the New Haven Malamutes as they defeat the King Cove Rookies by a final score of 62-47. We'll recap the scoring for you quickly, then we'll take a break before we call back to the studio in time to bring you the King Cove T-Jacks against the New Stuyahawk Eagles. So here's the scoring recap for the King Cove rookies. Raylan Cachutin with 6, Shauna Jo Calver with 5, Danielle Carlson with a team-high 19, Courtney Wilson with 8, all in the first half, 3 by Shauna Wheeler and 4 by Honey Lou Wilson. So a good effort by the rookies, but not enough to overcome the New Haven Malamutes today as they fall to New Haven by a final score of 62-47. So we're going to take, let's see, they've got 15 minutes on the clock, so we're going to take about a 12 or 13-minute break. Get some water and coffee here and get ready for an exciting matchup. I'm sure it'll be fast-paced here between New Stu and the T-Jacks in the third-place game in the boys' bracket. So I'm Rob Lanham with you from Bristol Bay High School, and for the next 12 or 13 minutes, we're going to send it back to the studios for Kels Hetherington.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Great coverage of the game this afternoon. We'll look for you in about 15 minutes to call into the studio. Until that time, we're going to go to some music. Actually, let's go to NPR News, which is in the middle of All Things Considered on this Saturday afternoon. Hard to believe it's the middle of winter still. It feels like a day late in spring.
Guy, thank you very much.
That's Robert Mnookin. He heads the program on negotiation at Harvard Law School, and he's the author of the new book, Bargaining with the Devil: When to Negotiate, When to Fight. Coming up, Omar Khadr was captured in Afghanistan when he was just 15 and accused of killing an American soldier. Now, he's set to appear before a military tribunal at Guantanamo, and some are asking whether he should be tried at all. The story of the youngest detainee at Guantanamo Bay, that's coming up on All Things Considered from NPR News.